Midnight. My pulse pounded along with the toll of the grandfather clock in the downstairs hall. The damning bong echoed through the darkened Victorian like a dirge. "Time's up, Joey," it seemed to say. I was tempted to rush to my phone and double-check the hour, just to make sure. But technology wouldn't work if he was nearby. Technology and magic didn't get along, at least according to him. I sat on the window seat in my bedroom, still fully dressed, dry-mouthed, and on the edge of panic. 1 month. He had vowed to return in exactly 1 month. And he had promised that when he did come back, we would be married. Well, promised wasn't the right word. I wasn't some eager bride waiting breathlessly for her beloved to return. It was more of a threat, really. Because I, Joey Whitmore, a middle-aged gymnastics coach, sat waiting on a fey prince who I'd screwed out of 2.5 centuries worth of bargains. Who knew I had it in me? The tolling stopped. I stared around the darkened bedroom. Nothing. No sign of ensnaring sapphire eyes or gold and purple magic swirls. No irreverent voice laced with sexual innuendo. I shoved open the window, needing to breathe in a bit of the cool springtime mountain air, and let out a sigh of relief. Are you relieved, or are you disappointed? It was my inner voice, the one I had dubbed the sensible shrew. She relished adding her no-nonsense 2 cents to my inner turmoil. Wasn't it enough that my stomach had been churning all day and that I hadn't managed a bite of dinner on Taco Tuesday? Couldn't I just go downstairs for a midnight snack and then fall into bed for a few hours before getting on with my life without that bitch making a federal case of it? Having Robin Goodfellow not drop back into my life like a chaotic whirlwind was a good thing. I refused to be disappointed by him. He wasn't some blind date who'd stood me up. Better if he had moved on without looking my way. I needed to take a page out of his book and do the same. Resolve firmly mounted to the sticking place, I headed out of my room and down the second floor hall. After having lived all my life inside the old Victorian, I knew where all the creaky boards were on the stairs and skipped them with ease. I didn't want to wake Dragon, my cousin, who lived on the floor above, or worse, my mother, whose room was downstairs. Neither of them knew about Robin, his magic, or why I'd been squirrely for the last few days. Though I wanted to tell them, I didn't know how to explain the predicament to anyone else. You see, I sort of hated my life and promised a fey prince a favor if he would take me back in time to change the accident that had ended my gymnastics career. And after many misfire adventures, he decided that his price was my hand in marriage. Nope. No way in hell could I say that without sounding crazier than an outhouse rat. I pushed through the swinging door to the kitchen and flipped the wall switch for the Tiffany lamp that hung over the breakfast nook. The illuminated space was cozy, perfect for a cup of coffee while reading the news or an intimate family dinner, or a late-night calorie fest. My feet headed right for the fridge. I was hungry as a bear emerging from hibernation to forage. Never mind the 6 pounds I lost over the last month, after being very careful to count fat grams and make sure I was fueling my sluggish 40-plus metabolism properly. I had not been dieting because of Robin. And if I decided to pig out when he didn't show, well, a woman was allowed to indulge herself without it having anything to do with a man. Mom had made extra chicken for taco filling. Dragon, our resident vegetarian, ate only beans, and my mother kept expecting that to change. I'd just snagged the leftover meat and put it on the plate to heat when someone knocked on the back door. I shrieked and whirled around. My hand flew to my chest and I pounded on the spot a few times to make sure my heart hadn't stopped. Robin had shown up after all. Strange, he usually didn't bother knocking, just magicked himself right into my personal space where I couldn't ignore him. So close.